Okay, tip number six, schedule posts in advance, which requires that you set a day and a time when you sit down and write all your posts for the week or possibly even for the month if need be. Now, writing for the whole month, I don't really recommend. That takes a lot of work. But writing for the week in advance can work for some people, especially if during the week is too tough for them. Maybe they work and they have long hours and they can't get all their blog posts done, especially if they're going to try to write 3 or 5 posts a week. But you can sit down and write those 250-word posts, 5 or 6 of them, or 3 or 4 of them on Saturday or Sunday when you have time. So you sit down, you write them all, and then you schedule them. Most blogging programs have the ability to schedule them. There are even programs out there that can help you schedule your tweets and your status updates to Facebook. So you can even get these blog posts out to your social networks by scheduling them. So you can sit down, you can write your posts, you can schedule them with your blog, so that they actually publish on a schedule with your blog, with your blogging software, and then you can also have them scheduled with your social networking so that they come out on a schedule during the week while you're doing whatever else you do. And this means that you just need to sit down and write a lot in 1 or 2 time periods. So here you're going to ask yourself, will scheduling posts help you get all your writing done faster? Are there times during the week when scheduled posts will help you avoid missed deadlines? Are there times during the year when scheduled posts will help you avoid missed deadlines? Are there times, will writing your posts at one sitting, scheduling them, help you write more easily than in small bursts? So these are all things to consider, but scheduling posts in advance can help you write your book really fast. Okay, on to number 7.